Blog Talk Radio.
Put so good, I took the rub off. Title, fold out them.
Good evening. This is the Listener Room Philly. I'm your host, Free Silica.
come on in, you know, take your shoes off. We got a little funk in your mind. I've been on this Johnny Guitar Watson thing for about a week strong, so we're going to keep on rolling with Johnny because he did it for us in the 60s, 70s, 80s. I guess he came back for some more in 2022. So we're just going to try to say good evening to everybody. You know what to do. Say good evening to everybody. Know that you're going far beyond the call of duty. Far beyond the call of duty.
get your mind right. Get your mind right. Then you do the things that you have to. Then you do the things that you need to. Then you do the things that you want to. Then you do the things with your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right.
Yeah, see, It's the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Halica. JP just got buckled in. I think he got buckled in. I think he almost ready. You got your mind right, JP?
Oh, for sure.
For sure. Alright, as long as you got your mind right. What's happening? What's the word of the day?
Everything's good up here in Philly. Well, everything is good. Right. It's nice and sunny.
Okay. That sounds
still shooting and carrying on, but you know.
Well, they don't understand what it's about. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going.
We
I'm not going
to
stay
right.
Any more time. Cause listen, they're not the problem. They're the distraction. Okay, that's what
Absolutely.
They are. They're a distraction. They're just a distraction. Okay,
Absolutely.
Because everybody know that people kill people every day and blah blah blah. That's some old shit been going on from the beginning of the time. Some old shit.
Right.
Now, anybody that would try like some real living, okay? I kid you not, bro. Because I see people busy with so much busy. They busy, right? That
mm-hmm.
people. When do people take their children to the playground? When do grandmothers and grandfathers allow indigenous people to take their children to the playground? When have you seen
mm-hmm.
a black mother and a black father take their grandchildren anywhere besides the mall? See, we got it all mixed
right.
up. We got it all mixed up.
Yeah,
it's all mixed
mm-hmm.
up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we got bits and pieces of it, but it don't look right to me, okay? You got people that don't have no stature in the real world talking to people with stature like you can't open your mouth. You think what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Really, you talk to people like you don't understand, like, the indigenous way of life. There is a chief in the indigenous way of life.
Right.
There is a hierarchy in indigenous way of life. Now, you may have
right.
amalgamated or went into the other world and did what you were going to do, but there are still
right.
rules and regulations within our world, which if they kick you out of that amalgamated world, you have to come over here. Now, when you come back, there's not no takeover you came back with. You should have learned to sit your butt all the way in the back of the room and learn some things, okay? Because you may be skilled at everything you're skilled at, but you only control what you control. You do not control the
That's
dynamic
it.
Of the people, of the people.
Mm-hmm.
See, we are people, no matter if people want us to be a people. We are people. And no one individual is powerful like you run the people. It ain't like that in indigenous tribes.
Right.
It's not like that, bro.
Right.
Okay? So
right.
I'm ranting right now because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I got people. Go ahead, bro.
No, I was going to say and sometimes the chief might be a woman.
Well, guess what? We ain't never had no problem with that, okay? Personally, we
right.
ain't never had no problem
right.
with that. See,
right.
what we had a problem with is you got these Jezebels trying to run stuff from behind the scene with a
right.
weak dude, okay? We got a behavior
right.
where people don't read the Bible no more. They discuss it with. That's their business. Now, the Bible wasn't,
mm-hmm.
it was written for everybody to read it. It's a book, sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it was only for a specific people to bring those people into remembrance. Because when we
right.
read the Bible, it's a remembrance of what we are and who we are. So
right.
as we continue to wake up, as people say, wake up, as we continue to wake up,
right.
we'd be like, hold on. Who's this little guy talking to me? Don't this guy know that there's not that many people around me that, you know, and when people talk to me, I've been taking
yeah.
it for 30-odd years, the way people talk, because, you know, maybe they don't know no better. So we took it like what Christ said, forget them, Father, because they don't know what they saying out their mouth. They don't have no clue.
They got it.
Okay? So I understood the context of that. Okay? So we don't want to be bad
right.
people. Because that's what they got us under the penal system. America is a penal
right,
colony. It, for all
yep.
intents and purposes, it was in a penal colony. It was always to throw away people that you did not like. Now, when
Straight
people
up.
Got the story mixed up, right, when they say slavery, right, what people fail
uh-huh.
to realize is Africans was in on the crime also, because what they
mm-hmm.
did is they recognized that America was a penal system. So they sent all their penal people over here.
Okay?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So that, yes,
See, they
man,
don't
so
talk
that's why
about
we got generations. No, they can't talk about it because now that'll let the air out their tire. Like, they all in it together. They're all in it together. So now I'm in it. I'm against all of it. See, it's all wrong. Right. Like Ross Pito said, the whole world is wrong.
The whole world okay. wrong. Uh-huh.
The whole world wrong. So whatever dynamic or whatever narrative you're trying to show me in particular, I ain't going for that. Need to take that down mm-hmm. the street and get somebody, get one of my friends, one of my scriptwriter friends to rewrite that for you. Okay, because I, you know, people are out of order, man. They really out of order, and you know, you think that your money, and your stuff protects you from whatever. You know, it's your stuff, man. Your stuff will be here long after you gone. Did nobody get the memo?
Mm-hmm.
You'll be gone, and your stuff will still be mm-hmm. here. Another guy be living there.
The Bible tell you that too.
Okay, so now people don't want to adhere to no rules. I'm understanding it now. So me personally, I just want to go home. Give me 5 minutes, JP. I want to go home with Joe Sample. I'll be right back at you. This is the Listening Room Philly. All right, JP, that was for you. What do you think?
Man, Joe Sample, first of all, thank you, because I'm just hearing new. You think you heard something new. You ain't hear nothing new. You just ain't hear it yet. I don't know if that was.
Yeah.
Like
ahead,
Solomon said, ain't nothing new under the sun, brother, because that was like a mixture of funk, jazz, samba, Brazil. I don't know what he was doing everything, and it was super fat.
Well, that's what I was trying to express to people earlier today. See, I belong to a people that is a combination of all these people, okay? So I could not deny my heritage. I cannot deny my music. I'm going to take you way out here tonight because obviously people don't understand. Like, all of us are different. We got different tribes. We got different customs. We all different. Now, the reason why we get along is some of us go beyond the call of duty to get along with you, okay?
Right.
Now, we only do that for the peace, because we could always act like the people that we're reading about and hearing about in the news. And
right.
We can always do
right.
that. That ain't nothing new to nobody, okay? But it seems like nobody talk about the other people doing it all over the planet, because somebody doing the same shit on a much larger level somewhere else on the planet.
Absolutely.
Besides Philly. Besides, and more round shot
right.
somewhere else in the world besides Philly.
Somewhere.
So that's cool. That's
way
going on
round.
In Philly. That's what it is. Yeah, but we ain't in that right now. We got a time change going on, JP. And I'm initiating the time change. And Johnny Goodtime Watson is going to help me do it. He's going to help me do it. You catch me?
All right.
Yeah, that's for y'all. That's time change, man. We go
one,
with
two,
it.
Two,
let's
two,
go.
Three, get a four. get started. Let's throw away the gun. It's a cold thing. Damn shame. Time change. Cold thing. Damn shame.
Yeah. Stop! Kit, your personal care kit when traveling. The best solution for personal care when using public restrooms. When nature calls, the restroom kit was created to be used in any restroom away from your home. Each kit includes an oversized seat cover with rear pocket to support stability and alignment, 1 yard of 3-ply toilet paper, hand wipe, and flushable tush wipe. Small enough to fit in a purse, pocket, your backpack, or car travel kit. Go to therestroomkit.com. That's therestroomkit.com.
Yes, indeed. Good evening. This is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. JP is sitting in the A, inspiring a brother to get down on the get down. What did it say, JP?
Yes, sir. Was that
something deep,
I thought I heard. I thought I heard Charlie Wilson and Chaka Khan. Am I tripping?
Yeah, they was all up in there together. Cause you gotta remember,
like
what,
an all-star cast.
But let me say, I'm going to stop talking to young people like you're supposed to remember. You don't remember. You wasn't there. I apologize.
I'm 75.
Yeah, so here you go, right. Back in the day, when y'all younger say back in the day, I'm going to go back in the day. Back in the day, everybody played on everybody's music. That's why you know every individual's name. That's the only reason you know their name. I kid you not.
True, true.
But people don't read the credits. People don't read the credits. You
That's
can
true. You know, one of the most beautiful things, one of the most beautiful things is when you hear, well, to me, when I hear, I'm going to just, like that song, Somebody's Watching Me. Like, I know that's Berry Gordy's son on the lead, but when you hear Mike on the hook, you hear Michael Jackson on the hook, it's like, or when you're listening to the Supremes and you hear the Temps on the hook or vice versa, like, that just makes it even more magic.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you. That's what made music sell. See, it wasn't about you by yourself doing anything, because everybody can
right.
sing. Somebody should have gave these cats a memo. Everybody can play an instrument. Everybody can do what you do. You ain't doing nothing different.
Yep.
The people got your mind screwed up, like you doing the best thing.
Yep.
And then you ain't even doing it. For real, you ain't doing it. You ain't doing it. You can get, they can give you all the money. They can give you all the girls. There's always somebody who can do it for real. For real, for real, without none of that.
Oh, yeah.
Without none of that.
Somebody's going to make your jaw drop.
yeah, and walk off and go drink a beer and act like it ain't never happened. See, y'all went for the okey-doke. They went for the okey-doke, JP. I kid you not. Okay? And we got a lot of trauma. Like this old lady told me today, hey, old lady, I know you're listening. I'm just going to call you old lady. She said, you know, we got a lot of trauma, and some of it is blunt force trauma. We were damaged in a blunt. It was bluntly. Like, that's why they got the thing called smoking a blunt. Smoking a blunt. They are picking at us while we're causing our own demise. We're causing our own demise, bro. And if you sit back and watch it, if you have a few minutes to watch it, you'll go like, okay, simultaneously, cities are lighting up on fire because people want the real estate. So now you have to go and have black bodies everywhere. Black bodies, just black bodies, because now the black people, older black people still own the properties. So now you got to make them so afraid that everybody wants to sell their property. Because wherever there's blood, there's real estate selling.
Right.
Wherever there's blood, there's real estate selling. You better know
that's
that.
Some
we learned
shit,
that growing
man.
Up. So it ain't
that's
scary.
Serious.
We grew up with that. We
not
grew
that,
up
not
with that.
That's
How
serious.
You think?
That's serious. Don't nobody break
serious.
It down like
yeah.
that, though.
Well, they scared to break it down.
I was in the neighborhood earlier, and you know, it was nice and vanilla now, whatever. But I was like, I remember growing up, and it's like it was weird because it was like the black people had jobs, had houses, had their own everything. But auntie such and such is on crack, cousin such and such is on crack. It's crack, 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 crack. Like that's what it was in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? So you go to whatever black town. I'm not gonna mention the town, but yeah, I was like, I was just reminiscing. I said, man, this place didn't look nothing like this. This was one of the suburban black towns. It wasn't even the inner city, but it was crack. Like,
but listen to what you said.
Yeah.
You said someone, an outside influence came in and gave that work. They call it work. They gave that work for our people to kill off our own people because they knew that they could no longer hold us in captivity, so they could no longer put their hands on us legally. So they got us to do it to each other so that we have 30, 40, 50 years of us doing shit to each other, okay? And we do it in such a manner that most people ain't even conscious of it. They ain't conscious that you're doing shit to your own family member that you are going to need down the street. You're going to need the same person you're trying to F up. You're going to need that person.
Right.
But we haven't been taught that because we've been taught we're going to amalgamate everybody. Just we free people, go to this group. You can get to the alphabet group. You can go in this group. Your skin color don't mean nothing. You can, everybody cool. You can go with that. Now, when you finish doing all that, the people who are indigenous people of every race, every indigenous people, every one of them have no money. They have no way of feeding their children. Indigenous people worldwide. Worldwide, I kid you not. Okay, smoke a joint and go Google some shit. Okay?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Anybody that joined a group and did anything other than your indigenous tribe, if you did anything other than your indigenous tribe, it's a plan to wipe your ass all the way out. And they're doing they doing it for, and everybody sitting back watching it like, well, it's whose job is it? It ain't none of y'all job. It ain't nobody's job. That's the best part about it. Stay out of the middle of it. Because, see, if you get in the middle of it, you're going to get your feelings hurt. Okay? Because there's people doing stuff about it every day. That's why everybody's still driving to work and all this stuff every day.
Right.
See, people got to remember that somebody, like I grew up in the black community. When I say black, I mean black or black. I grew up where black people was doing groups, where black people was going, this acronym, this acronym, this acronym.
Yeah.
And they got together the people, and they had cities, and they had houses, and they had property, because they saw we individually had lost these things. So we grouped together and had these things again. So as we had these things, people said, boy, they still taking our stuff. So now we became company owners. They said, you get a corporation, they take your stuff. Well, we just got corporations, and they jammed us up with taxes. They took back the stuff we built.
Right.
Okay. Now, when that wasn't enough, they said, hell, let's just drop a bomb on the place. And they did that no question whatsoever. So now we've been traumatized. We've been traumatized. I'm going to say we. And we're supposed to sit back and watch it while you got some guy that ain't even qualified to talk to me personally. He's talking to me like I'm his lackey. I was like, son, guess what? You need to go back to school. Your parents didn't teach you enough to be out here with grown folks. Okay? That's how I talk to black people. Because I had to make a vow when I got out of the core, I call it the core, right, that I was not going to disturb any black people. You know what disturb mean? You know, ask them what their favorite color is, what their favorite flower is. I'm not disturbing any black people. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I kid you not, for the past almost, what's that, 40 years? 37 years, good, right? I haven't done anything to any person of color or anybody else for that matter. I've been apologizing for shit they did to me just so I could walk out the room. Ain't that some clever shit, JP? I apologize to them for something they doing to me so I could walk out the room because I know their treachery already. And see, I had elders to teach. I had elders to teach me. If you find yourself in a bad position, that's how we're going to break it down. If you find yourself in a bad position, don't yell and scream. Just back out of it. Back all the way out of it. Leave whatever you're trying to put your hands on, because that's what got you in a bad position, trying to grab some shit. Okay? Whether it was yours or not, it doesn't matter. Leave it. Somebody wants it more than you. Somebody wants that thing more than you. You better leave it, because if you're not prepared to do what the world does,
it's like having your hand in, you're not doing all that.
Yeah, so if you're not going to do all that, the elder say, like, the way the elder put it is, if you find your hand in the lion's mouth, do not jerk it out, because the lion's teeth are inverted. So if you snatch your hand out too quick, the mouth can clamp down, and you could be missing whatever get caught. whatever part of your arm get caught in the lion's mouth, it's gone. It's gone.
Right.
So the best thing to do is when you recognize it's in his mouth, tickle him, because cat is a cat. You like be tickled. Ease your hand all the way out and back yourself out of that situation. Yeah, because that's what people want. If people are trying to trouble your life over money, leave the freaking money and walk away with your life. For real, for real. Okay? Because I don't want nobody to ever think that I'm deliberately, you know, out here by myself. I ain't deliberately out here by myself no time. I was never busy about the money like people busy with. I was busy with going to the playground with my children every freaking day. Every day. Every day. People say, what else do you do? I go to the playground every day. What do you do? What do you do? Okay? Because if you want to know my business, you should walk up to me like this sister this morning. She walked up to me. She said, I see you all the time pushing your children around, and what are you doing? So we happen to be standing in front of the office. So I said, well, this is my office. Google it right quick. So she Googled it. She said, it's a company there. I said, yes, it is. So she scrolled down. She said, there's several companies here. I said, keep scrolling. She kept scrolling. And it's two radio shows attached to that. Well, keep scrolling, darling. You ask me, what am I doing? I'm going to the playground. What are you doing? She said, I'm going to work and punching the clock. See, that's what you got to go do, darling. That's what you got to go do. And we talk for 40 more minutes, JP. We talk for 40 more minutes. You know what I'm saying? Because we're human beings. And she said, well, no one would ever know what's behind the wall until they knock on the door. I said, well, normally, instead of climbing over walls and breaking in and being a thief and all that shit, why don't you knock on the door and let somebody let you in? We'll have a conversation. And we'll have a conversation about some stuff. But see, that's the person that I'm defending myself. I'm defending myself. I can't defend the people who I've seen build whole communities with out of their pocket and help thousands of people become affluent people. And the affluent people turn around and act like those poor people that helped you up didn't deserve a kickback. You supposed to kick something back to them old people.
You got to do that.
But you didn't do it.
You got to do that.
No, we say that now you got to do that. But people don't do no kickback because they don't feel like nobody actually do anything for them. Okay? A guy asked me the other day, he asked me, he was telling me, he said, so what do you do for me? I was like, well, wow, okay, cool. Let me write a book and you read it. I'm going to write a book about our interaction. It could be a chapter in my book. Okay, and I guarantee you, when people read the chapter of our interaction, you're gonna help me get on the bestsellers list. So I'm gonna get my money out of you anyway. I'm gonna get it out of you anyway, bro. You can keep that little chump change, keep your whole chump change mentality. You've been best by the best, because if the person who has the most trauma is supposed to be defeated, the person with the most trauma is gonna win the game. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And you know why? You know why they're going to win the game?
Why?
Because it's a base rigged system. Do you understand?
What does that mean?
You don't get it. Oh, man, here you go. Stick around, JP. I'm going to teach you something.
Congress shall now vote for approval of H.R. 8791, the Homeland Terrorism Preparedness Bill. Said bill requests emergency response funding up to and including... I'm sorry, this section is classified. Should event occur in urban areas? cast your vote.
This is the Listener Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I'm expressing to JP that when you turn 60 and 70 years old, that don't mean we can't make that thing happen. That people missing the joke. They ain't getting it. They ain't getting it, JP.
Yeah, but in the other world, in the woke world, the elders got to lead the way anyway.
Anyway, you talking about Bootsy. Bootsy into his 70s, man. Stop playing. You know Stanley into his 70s. You know that. And Victor Wooten, he got to be my age, 60 up and whatnot. And this is what we bring into the table. Throughout our whole career, we brought this to the table. So people ask us to act like we're in diminished capacity. And we telling people, we stop playing with you. You about to get all funked up. That's what we're going to do to you now. Because you don't have no manners out here. Okay.
Heavy bass right there.
What? Look at what happened. You got three people that made a name for themselves by performing with other people. Who Victor Wu
right,
used to play
right.
with? Who Victor used to play with?
Was it Pat Metheny? Who was it? The Bella Flecktones?
All right. Yeah, close enough. Good.
And, well, I mean, for real, he played with his brothers, for real. He played with his family, for real.
Really? I told you I'm going to do that on my show. I'm going to make people tell the truth. See, we're a family-oriented show. We're a family-oriented music group. We do everything by family-oriented, and we can prove to you that family is the best way throughout the whole system. So no matter this single people stuff, this make-believe stuff, this Alf, I ain't in none of that. I ain't in none of it. Because they can't prove to me none of it's real, and I can prove to them just by the music that it's real. Just by the music.
Straight up. Yeah.
Just by the music. And that's what I felt like I wanted to do today. Instead of being so, like, upset and all like that, I'm going to go ahead and get down, JP. Because you know what happened?
What happened?
Let me tell you, JP. Because I don't want to be sounding too strict. People say I sound too strict. So I said, what? Ain't making no sense. All right, you ready?
All right. Yeah.
Ain't making no sense. It ain't making no sense.
She's a man eater. Good gracious. Let me play it. Street girl, lady of the night.
known for her wrong, but she sure do treat me right. Oh yeah. She turned me out. She's so intent, taking everything straight to the fence, making them dollars. Oh yes she is. And ain't making no sense. Oh, wait a minute, maybe I can make a little sense here. Wait a minute. Let me play this thing.
Thinking that all this sexual exploitation is what it is. And, you know, old man, when I put this song out, I said, she a man eater, man. So what happened to these type of females with the wops and all that don't have no men? How about they just hang out with all the gay people they around? How about that? How about that?
Yo, once this article or post something, but she was saying how she realized now that they were tricked into that shit, into that feminism shit, and that, you know, just, you don't need no man. But now she's like, now we're middle-aged. We ain't got no man, no children. We out here on our own. Like, she's like, yo, they tricked us.
Right. But now who's feeling sorry for you? Because the people that would have felt sorry for you, you're killed on your way up to right there where you realize. See, the part where you got to, what, you killed the people that was going to help you. The people that was willing to love you, you're killed off. And they went the distance for you. See, so you ain't had no shame. So
aborted all your children.
Well, they ain't not mine. I got all mine, brother. I'm sorry. And see, that's what the old lady told me there while she was talking to me. She said, you're lucky. I said, well, I'm blessed. And I'm not using the etymology word. I'm just saying, yeah, I'm blessed. I'm glad to be here alive, and I get to witness my children and all this stuff.
Straight up.
And I get to talk to them every day and all that. And I ain't got to deal with the drama of that for the majority of them, okay? Because if mature didn't want to stay, they can stay. If they want to go somewhere else, they gonna find their support right wherever they're going. That's the rules of the game.
Right, right.
You find your support. Right. Wherever you find your support, that's where you go. Okay? That's where you find your support.
That's
usually how it works. If that's the behavior where you think you want to pick up and you want to join sides with people that ain't got your best behavior, that's really using you, but you won't find out until later that they're using you, guess what? The people that want to save you from that, they allowed you to go through it just so they can really save you at the end of it. Okay? Believe that, because I'll never leave my family out there. You woke up today, guess what? I'm saving your ass today. Okay? Yeah, I'm going to save you. Just because in our world we have a famous saying that nobody can deny. You ready, JP? You know what it is?
Yeah. What is it?
What is it? What is it, JP? You know what it is? Tell us what it is. It's a famous saying that goes in our community. Go ahead. It's one. It's just one. It stands out amongst every other one. I can't do that, JP. What? Right, you say what you think, because you're from the younger generation.
I'm just trying to think. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, it's one statement that we always say to one another after certain things happen, like what you just mentioned.
Oh, man.
It's serious. You will hear it, you'll bust out laughing, I guarantee you. You ready? Are you ready, JP?
Yeah.
You ready? Famous saying among people that come to us with that. Because, see, remember, you the people that outlived the torture you did to us, you did this shit to us, the people that loved you, man, woman, child, we loved you. So if you were willing to do that to us, then we have to stay alive until the end of it. Okay? We have to stay alive until you come back and say, oh, man, they tricked us. Okay? We have to stay alive for that purpose. So now what we say to you is our famous saying amongst us forgiving people. Are you ready, JP?
Come on,
say yes, man. I told you so.
Yes, I'm with you. Oh, yeah.
What?
Okay, now see, right? that's the name of a song right there.
Right, I told you so. But see, at that point, that's all I'm going to say to you. That's all I'm ever going to say to you at that point, because that's another part of I told you so. I told you so is you damaged us beyond repair, so we can't even rescue you for real, for real. We just here standing here because you damaged us, and we couldn't move no further until you acknowledge whatever you just finished doing. So when you acknowledge it, then the Almighty say, now everybody can bygone. Then I'm going to say bye and gone. I'm buying and gone because I don't have no use for traitors. I have no use for no traitors. You can't betray me. And I love you. My mother Fatima in Baltimore told us, I love you enough to leave you alone. Okay? That's how much I love you. I love you enough to leave you alone. And man enough to tell you, I'm leaving you alone. Okay? And man enough to tell you, I'm leaving you alone. Without even bothering you ever again in your life. Because people have made up their mind that they're going to do the wrong ish. And just as long as nobody gets caught, they good.
Right.
But that's not the right thing that you want to teach. You don't want to teach the children that. Okay.
Because
there's a deliberate. Say it part again, JP.
I mean, you're going to get caught at some point.
Well, that was the whole point of this being a penal colony. Remember, I said in the beginning it was a penal colony. So that's the rules that the Republic, I don't know what anybody else talking about, the Republic concept is a penal colony for everybody's throwaways. So now that's why all these people are here from all over these countries, because they are throwaway people from their original country. Prove me I'm lying. All of them are throwaway people. They cannot go back to the country where they're from because they have did something where they cannot go back. Huh?
Nah,
say what?
Definitely not. They can't go back.
They can't go back.
Not with big money. You better be coming
in
there
like 6 weeks. Back because, man, listen, people go to America and they running from Mexico or something and they come to America. If they go back, they have 24 hours before they found on the side of the road. Do you understand? Whoever helped them. Don't play with this thing, man. It's real shit. And mess around and go to JA and you've been to America and you've been deported. You better have some money coming in and people will come see you.
They stole Marcus Garvey.
Okay, so don't nobody play with this thing like we all friendly. We ain't all friendly like that. So since we ain't all friendly like that, people have to make sense out of no sense. That's what we've learned to do. We've learned to make no sense out of all of this. But somebody saying, well, we're not going to kill each other, period. We're going to excommunicate you. Okay? We're going to excommunicate you. You say, what does that mean? That means that we love you enough to leave you alone. Any place you own, you can keep that. Any position you got on the planet, you can keep that. But now what happens is don't come outside that territory fucking around with real people now. Because we already know what you do. We already seen your works. We seen your works. We know what you do. We know what you do. So keep that over there. Yeah, because if you don't keep it over there, it's called war. There ain't no other thing. Okay? And wars are started for much more and much less. Okay? So they initiated World War III without even telling some of us. Okay? Shoot. One of these old ladies told me,
They just pushed the button.
Yeah, they pushed the button. And that's what the old lady told me. I just call the lady old lady because I don't ever want to mention their name. Like, these ladies are helping me, which, you know, they're not helping me, but they talk to me in a way where I understand that they understand. So they were like, yeah, just cut that part out of your talk and you'll get past the group. So I've been manicured, as they say, to talk properly to people. Okay? So I ain't heard nobody, bro. But people are very irritating. You're irritating. Your whole behavior is irritating.
What are they irritating
people
for?
Because here you go. They neglect the one little fact that in our world, in our little indigenous world, so we're trying to keep our little race together, keep our little children looking like us, and we're trying to have our little world also, like every other group. We're trying to have our little group and tribe also. Now, for some reason, people say we want those people to be in diminished capacity. So when they did that to my people in particular, this is how my parents got back at you. You made it so we was broken farmers and all that. So we went out and made 18 children, one woman. So you did something to us. You made us love our wife. Then you had to write it in the Bible, love your one wife. So that's what my fathers did.
Right.
And they kept on going. Okay? And if the woman died or didn't want to go no further, next, keep it moving. And stay with that one woman.
If that
woman pass out, keep it moving. Yo, bro, I ain't playing with nobody. It's real life, man.
I got 15 children.
Okay. And
hold on, that would have just been your first half back in the day on the phone. He'd be like,
well, you better know that.
I'm such
you better know that.
So he had 12 with her, then he had 12 with the second one. Dang.
Yeah, that's how you do that. Because now what happens is each child has a divine purpose. Because children are a blessing from the Almighty. Make no mistake about it.
Right.
If it was just humping, then everybody would outnumber us. And we wouldn't be called the remnant. We wouldn't be called the remnant. Because can't nobody else say they the remnant.
Right.
They the remnant because they done sex themselves out. They can't even reproduce themselves. They need in vitro fertilization. They need all that. And our people ain't even stopped long enough to say, well, if we doing all the humping and we doing all the sex acts and we doing all that, what are these other people doing? They walking around the corner trying to make a baby. They walking down the street with their husband, with their dog.
Yep.
That's what they doing. What you doing? You trying to go
more
or whatever. They ain't trying to have no more children. They telling the women, tell the man, say, look, I'm with you, baby. Take off the rubber. If you need a rubber in the first place, she wasn't yours. You should have ran. If she told you to use a rubber, you should have ran from the beginning. She wasn't yours from the beginning. That's how that shit looks to me. If you need a rubber, it's not yours. Am I lying, JP?
But it's like the rubber is for stopping the child from coming.
Well,
people look at it as a child.
You went too far. Stop one thing at a time. You said stopping the child. Okay, good. That means she's X'd out. That woman is X'd out. When you're trying to stop the child, you're X'd out right there. Next, you ain't getting none.
Right.
You can go back to wherever you go to. You're getting none. Boom. If I got to worry about disease from you, X, you ain't getting none either. Next, she's been disqualified too. See, the women are going to be on a risk level now. You're on a risk level. If you're looking all flinky, sexy, and everything, then you got red flags all over you. And if you got all the red flags and you need million-dollar fingernails and hair and all this stuff to make all that, then where the hell do you work at? I mean, for real, for real. Where do you work at? Because I know certain people can afford
they
to
want
dress
the man
like
to pay
that and
for
all
that.
I ain't paying for shit.
They want the man to pay for that.
Pay for your hair? Pay for your fingernails? You better get a job that can pay your mortgage,
already got.
The hair. No. No, I don't care about what you already got. Obviously, you ain't satisfied with yourself. You look in the mirror and say, you got to play pretend. Because nobody ever told you play dress up. Okay? No, your mama never sang the song to you, K-Sara, Sara. Your mama never sang the song to you. Matter of fact, JP, here, I'm going to go ahead and put this on and remind these people that you're out of order. You're way out. You're out of order. Because your parents never sung to you the nice song. Right here.
I asked my mother, what will I be?
Dressing Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. JP3 is encouraging me to keep my rant on. I'm ranting. I'm getting off on it. I love it.
Please tell me who that was.
Who? You don't know C-Law Sue? You never heard of C-Law Sue?
I've never heard, man. Because I said, when you said, like you said Case and Rye, so I said Case and Rye. I said, look, they got the original and then they got Sly Stone. And I said, whoever did it, they better come with it. When that joint was on the chain.
Well, that was Marcus Miller doing the music.
Of course it was Marcus Miller. Of course it was Marcus Miller.
Because Marcus made his name from when we were kids out for doing other people's music. I told you that's how we all got on. So you did other people's music, people would carry you around and let you play other people's music. Okay. And
I heard the bass.
I said
the bass is crazy. I should have just figured it was Marcus. The bass was crazy on
but that. But you're a music teacher, JP. You see the advantage you have? See the advantage you have. You are actually
Absolutely.
A music teacher. You teach music. So you should be able to pick up an instrument quick in emphasis and all that stuff. So now that's what it took for our people to recognize musicianship, who you play with, who made you sound good. Okay, now that was a song from the Murray Tyler Moore show. Murray Tyler Moore used to sing that every show, Que Sera Sera, 1959. Google it. It'll be right there for you. Okay? We only had three stations, ABC, NBC, CBS. So you had to watch Murray Tyler Moore if you cut the TV on, or you just watched the news. You didn't have no choice. Hogan's Hero,
right.
Mannix,
right.
All white people in Florida stuff. Okay? It wasn't until they had Spencer for Hire in the 80s that you had Hawk. Hawk came on and shut him down. You remember that TV show? And then they brought on Hawk. Hawk took over Spencer's show. They gave him a spinoff. They said, go ahead and do Hawk. Hawk was too much for him. They said, give him a couple of episodes and send him on about his business. It was okay. Because we had already pushed the button to let the people know, like, we come from the bottom of whatever you put us in, the bottom of it. And we are not crabs. So we pushed each other. We held hands, and we got to the T.O.P. And once we got to the T.O.P., we held a concert and let everybody know, this is the way up, and we partied all the way up, which people didn't like the way we influenced people through the music. So they just threw the drugs in there and say, that's going to mess the music up. Because now you got to make crackhead music, which is what we used to call it during the 80s, because I never listened to none of it during the 80s. And you know me already, JP. You know what I listen to, bro. Hip-hop was something I listened to in the 90s because the kids came and got me with the DJ Alamo from Brand Nubian, came and got me and said, do a song with him. I wasn't into hip-hop at all. I was into the money, straight money. You want me to come and play drums for you, you already need the plane ticket, bop, bop, bop. And it's not $1,500 an hour no more. We're doing concert rates. I need 10 grand to show up. And just, let's go do the music. Right. So now, what? So you got to remember, music has different levels. Why do you think that certain people have orchestras? Do you think those people live off $100 an hour? Are you kidding? That's why they have foundations, financing orchestras. These people make $90,000 to $100,000 a session, and each orchestrated session is a session.
Right.
You know that already. So you get paid $100,000, $150,000 for a session. So now, who want to pretend like we just getting a crowd of people? The orchestra, nobody knew anybody's name in the audience. Nobody knew your name unless they highlighted you for 5 seconds. 5 seconds. Go
right.
in the orchestra. You ain't
right.
getting but 5 seconds. You ain't getting.
Right.
Come on, JP. You teach music now. And obviously, by the time people finish listening to me, they're going to know I teach music also. But that ain't what my profession is, by the way. Okay. So now I just started going back into myself because people don't like the way I talk. And I've been quiet for 20 years, bro, just observing what people are willing to do to each other to prove a point. Which none of it they would do to me, because like you said, I don't need to talk to let you know that you ain't doing that over here. You're not doing that over here. You're going to have some sense where you say you woke, wake up. Really wake up. Okay? And this middle class, upper class stuff, well, as Master said, put aside all petty differences to work together. Put aside petty differences. So you the highest black person on the planet. What does that mean to me? I mean, it means something to everybody around you, but to me, you just the guy that sits in the audience. I had to explain that to a person today.
Right.
When we're sitting in the sanctuary, everybody in the sanctuary is bigger than me. They got more money, more influence, more everything. But I'm standing at the altar. They're sitting in the audience. See, it's a whole perception behind
right.
the thing. Okay, so yes, everybody got more everything than me. I was never tripping off of that. I mean, when I was in my 30s and 40s, I was like, how come the priest ain't got no bread? Well, we had access to every human being there. And then you find out you got access to every
right.
human being worldwide. So you're actually a billionaire if you want to touch it, for real, for real. But who wants to touch all
right.
that filthy stuff after you watch what people do? People will betray their own mama for this money, man. They will betray everybody in their
money.
Family for this money. I kid
Straight
you
up.
Not. So I
Straight
didn't want to get involved in that. So I'm glad up until today that, you know, I stayed in the priest part. In the priest part, I'm going to say it like that. Because people was calling me gangster priest and all this type of stuff. And I was none of the above. I'm just a priest with gangsters around me. Okay? Like you watch
yeah.
any Italian movie. In the Italian movie, every
right,
gangster comes to
the priest
and be like, no, father, and the father be like, yo, man, all right, you cool, look, go ahead and buy the people some new houses and stop killing people, okay? Well, father, I'm buy the houses, but I'm not going to stop killing people. Hey, okay, you blessed,
right,
keep moving.
Right.
And that was the movie. Now, we have a different dynamic in our community where they got a thing called no respect of person. Okay, cool. So now that has diminished our capacity because now you got degrees, you smart, you this, but you want people to recognize you, but you don't recognize Jerome sitting over there in the gutter. You never asked him what happened to him, but Jerome got
right.
two PhDs. Jerome just lost $40 million because he didn't have any of you
right
people around him to help him bankroll his shit. So that's what he fell for. And when you fall from the top, it's a long fall down, bro. Ask anybody who fell. They tell you. So, you know, if you look downtown, you see a lot of people that's disgruntled and whatnot. They sleeping outside by buildings and stuff. Go and talk to these people for real. They're homeless or whatever. Ask the people a simple question. Have you ever worked at this building before? And that old lady that's pissy and stinky and whatnot, she'll tell you the inside out of that building. She said, I used to be the top secretary working in that thing. And I found
right.
out some information they did not want me to handle. So they ruined my whole life and left me right here. And they walk past me every day knowing I ain't got no power to tell anybody nothing. Except
yep.
for you who qualify. But if you walk up and talk to them, you'll find these stories out. Which made me have more incentive to keep living my life. Because people have done some stuff to me where they ain't never felt me come back at them. Because they ain't even worth the time, bro, at all. You're worthless. Worthless people. You should spend time building up the unity of the people and feeding the people.
Right.
And you're so smart. Educate the people what you're smart about.
Cause,
yeah. Yeah, you're smart or whatever that is. That ain't, man, if we're killing people all over the country and it's happening in gentrified neighborhoods or areas that are deemed to be gentrified, it's a bunch of bloodshed in those areas. And they got these people killing each other to accentuate that negative stuff through the music, through everything. So
right.
people are no
right.
longer, like this kid told me the other day, he said, I'm trying to make as many children with many women as I can make. I said, well, how many you got? He said, 12. I said, how many women? He said, 12. I said, why are you doing that? He said, because you ain't guaranteed to make it to 50. Ain't nobody guaranteed to make it to 50. So I want to see my children growing up.
He worried about that.
Yeah. So my man hustling every day. He take care of every one of his children, every one of them. So ain't nobody looking for him for no child support or none of that shit. None of that. He take care of every one of them. That's why he see me at the playground. He said, whatever that shit you doing is gangster. I would say, what, going to the playground? He said, no. He said, you just go to the playground. I said, yeah, because I have a child, and she's so smart. Her birthday is, what, the 13th, right? Matter of fact, I got a daughter's birthday today, and I built a company for her. She don't even know it yet. You know what I'm saying? And she's 26, and the company I'm operating is named after her. She doesn't even know that. But hey, that's the way she was raised by her other parent. When she wakes up and says, man, I'm sorry, I was fooled or whatever. I'm like, hey, baby, now you the vice president or whatever the fuck you want.
Right, run that.
Here's your credit card, here all your shit. Go spend $50 million. Go play. Now, see if your other parent told you about that part. That I don't care nothing about what they talking, what they doing, because that's what they're doing.
Right.
It has to show and prove at the end of your life. At the end of your life, you have to show and prove whatever that is you build it. You got to show and prove. Your talking time is over. It's the end of your life. So you have to make up your mind while you're young that you're going to be an elder at some point and act responsible at some point. Now, when this kid told me his plan of making all these babies, I wouldn't have went about it that way, okay? Because the old lady said, you lucky to have one woman get you together. Yes, I was very blessed and lucky to have one woman do it. But I wasn't playing and pretending, okay? I wasn't pretending at no time. And I made all mine deliberately. So all mine's got scholarships. All mine's smart. Every one of them. Every one of them, bro. They make me so proud every day. My son had me this morning. He's 6. He said, you really happy? I said, what? Every time I get up and look at you, we about to go get in something. We about to go build something, go do something. That's what I do with my children, man. I don't know what nobody else got time to do. I ain't building shit for nobody on the planet but my children and the people that I work around. You know, I got to build my content up and get the radio show up and get the brand out there and all that type of stuff. But we just got to try, JP. We just got to try, bro, a little bit harder. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
All right, well, C-Wing going to tell us how to do it better. Here we go, man.
It go away. Till the clouds are in your head, baby, and they're gonna stay for a while. So you'd better learn to smile, 'cause this weather ain't your style, and there's brighter skies ahead. So get up and give it a try. I just wanna see you try. The ones you love, and let them lead the way when your night seems longer than your day. They're gonna bring you back home again. Thank you.
my all, I think that a person should really make up his mind what he wants to do, and when it is made up, he cannot fail at it. The basic rule to success, I think, is when the going gets tough, that is a positive signal to keep charging.
This is the Listening Room Philly. I'm your host, Priest Alica. JP3 is starting a little fire over here on the side. I see the program director done joined in. Let's see if we can get the gang all together again. Peace, family.
Yes, gentlemen. Peace, peace.
Peace.
How's everything this evening?
Everything is groovy.
All right, that's what it is. That's what it is. I know we got a lot of stuff that's going on. I heard Priest expounding on a few things.
I mean, look, man, my interaction with young people is like, I really like certain young people, right? Because they understand that they are going to get older. Some young people understand that, and those are the people I really gravitate to. So the things that I've learned over the years that I might want to pass on to people, I would give it to those youngsters and be like, here's some tools to go work with. Because people forgot that very few of us receive tools to work with to get to where we are at this station of life.
Right.
Correct?
I agree with that. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like you got to, you know what I'm saying, you got to build your wings while you're learning how to fly. Just
what the thing is, yeah, you ain't got no choice, and you better not hit the ground, because if you hit the ground, that's it. So old people came up with a saying, you better hit the ground running. You ever heard that, people,
right,
that saying?
Yes,
you better,
sir,
hit the ground running. So if you hit the ground running, that means you at least got a chance. So now, when I grew up in the older age, they had a TV show called Mannix. You remember that TV show, anybody? Mannix.
No, I never really watched that. No, I can't.
All right,
okay. Now, the thing about Mannix is he always was in a car chase, and he always jumped out of a car or down a hill. He did a thing called the Mannix Roll. Okay, now this Mannix Roll, he used this roll to show black people how to get away from crime. Literally. Ooh. So now when you jumped out a window, you were taught to do a Mannix roll. I kid you not. It saved a lot of our lives while we were getting away from people. Hit the ground running. You do a roll.
Okay.
I kid you not.
Well,
I
hope you wasn't trying to, I'm saying, I hope you wasn't trying to roll out of the second or the third story. I don't think that would have went too well.
I know, that's going to hurt.
Listen, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Well, I heard a whole lot. It's going to leave a mark.
That's what you got a thing called cat burglar and stuff like that. Remember, see, we got names after things that cats stand on their feet. Okay?
Right.
Cats stand on their feet. So that's what they said about people in the 70s. What they used to call black people. Yo, cat, what's up? See, all had to do some activity that wasn't so legit back in the day to get to right here. Everybody, from the cleanest Supreme Court justice, they know she had to do something with somebody to get to where she is. You just didn't walk up there by reading a book. It's not like that.
I wonder how many brothers she locked up.
No, don't worry about that. See, you got to worry about the next side of it. She married a guy that can make all that disappear. All her background disappeared to a sparkling and clean. So she could pass the most brutal test known to black people. Trying to become a Supreme Court justice. You think job is something? You ain't never been tested yet, bro. You ain't never had nobody dig up. Man, they dig that woman all the way out, man. Brother, DJ Sincere, help this brother.
Well, listen, they might have did, of course they did whatever research, but I tell you the research that they did. they did the research to make sure, like I say on my show, they did the research to make sure that she's a proper team player and that she's not going to go make a left and leave the plantation. So nobody should expect any more from her as, you know, Miss Mammy than we've seen from Uncle Tom, Clarence Thomas, for these past 30 years. All right, she's been vetted the same way that he's been vetted.
Man,
I ain't gonna argue with you. I'm not gonna at the status quo.
Yeah, I mean that's true. Wait, all that's true.
Well, that is true, but that's the status quo. See, now I'm not fighting about any of those things. I'm fighting about the repercussions of there is no proper support for those of us that are affected by these decisions made by those people in particular and in general and like that and like that and like that. My fair assessment.
Man, I don't know. All I know is they give us these people in these offices don't mean a thing. It's just a face to put up there. That's how I see it.
Well,
it means
pretty much,
bro.
I mean, you know, it's a very symbolic thing, but beyond the symbolism, it gives them a large measure of cover. Because these people are there, you know what I'm saying, just to put a black face on the continuation of white supremacy. So that when they do certain kind of things, when they do the bidding of the, you know, of their master, so to speak, then the master can turn around and say, well, it's not me. You see, this is them. And I don't care whether it's Supreme Court justice or whether it's a mayor or a former mayor or, you know, the head of a party or whatever it is. If it's a person that's a mainstream type of person in a mainstream type of a position, largely they're going to be put there for a reason. And the reason that they're put there is to provide that other person, that other entity, that company, that benefactor, is to provide them cover. That's it.
Well, I said the same thing you said, bro. No, no shame, bro. They never get caught. So shame is when you get caught. Shame is when you get caught. Like you said, shame on anybody selling out the people. That's all I'm saying. Whether you're doing it directly or not, they ain't gonna get caught. People that sell out don't get caught. Whatever, they won't get caught at some point. Nah, man, they don't get caught. But at the same time, we still, then again, maybe they'll do some good. Who knows? Maybe they'll do some good. Who knows? But
I don't know. We get the shit into the stick, that's for sure. Well, guess what? Let me tell you that one thing, right? And that's what kept me alive all the way to right now, bro. I had the Rastafari elders. I had elders, real elders, that went through a lot of tribulation to talk and stand up on their feet. And one of my elders, Rashawn Brown, said to me, he said, look, he said, my brother, you inherited the shit into the stick. I said, the shit into the stick. He said, you won't understand it for a minute, but you'll get it. And it took me almost 30 years later to understand that the stick is a rule. You rule with a stick. That's what a stick is. You rule with it. So you got a stick that you're ruling with that has shit on it. So people are treating you like you got a shitty into the stick. They are treating you like you got a shit into the stick. So while they're treating you like that, they fail to navigate that. Since you got the stick, you know where to wash your hands at. And as soon as you got that shit off your hands, you coming back to see all of them with the stick. With the stick. It's going to be clean at this point. And it took me 30 years to figure out what my elder was saying. Don't let that stick go, no matter how filthy and nasty it is. I'm not letting it go, bro. Because some people going to find out, like, it should have never bothered me while I was holding the shit into the stick. And you knew I was holding it. For all of us to get through a little wall, because we use a stick to pry walls open so we can go through. That's how our music was going through, because you got to make sure other people go through. That's why you use a stick. You don't use your hand, you use a stick. That's what we learned. Don't put your hand in the lion's mouth. So we learned not to bother with these people. We learned that we can interact with them but not bother with them. We can't make no agreements with them.
None. We just have to look out for our own people. She got a white husband. Everybody got Clarence. That's got a white woman.
Oh, that's cool. That's the business, though. That's the business. And when you understand the business, you don't get upset about who you married to. You got a black woman, right?
Yep. Like
JP? She black. You got black children, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. See, you quiet. You got what you after. You see, people have got what they after. They shouldn't be saying nothing because people are going to get mad at you because you got what you're after. See, you don't make yourself a target out here in the real world, bro. Okay. I kid you not. It's serious like that because people are listening and watching. Oh, you know what, JP? You wrote the song already.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Nah, man, that's the platform here on Dirty Basement. You wrote the song already. That's what it is, people. JP is not worried at all. That's what it is. He wrote the song. Don't worry. Yeah, so I'm going to play that on my way out. And whatever y'all do, y'all be safe out here in Philly, D.C., all the way up to New York and worldwide. Put on your safety belts and don't let nobody push that button. We want to see you here on Thursday for the Brother and Sister Experience with Mr. Raw and our Sister Purple Dread. Friday, we'll be back in the listening room, Philly. And, you know, Saturday, the original Dirty Basement with our program director who got on that hat tonight. Bro, we're going to have a bigger discussion as we go down the road. Peace to everybody. Have a good evening.
Stop all that fussing. Shut up.
Well, I'm worried about the man, and I'm worried about his plan, and I'm worried about the weather, and I'm worried about my plan. Oh, I won't worry. Well, I'm worried about my bills, so I'm taking all these pills, and I need to make more money, so I'm worried about my bills. Oh, I won't worry. Cause if you don't stop worrying, y'all, cause I need to get my stash, and I'm worried about my woman, but she's worried about my cash. Oh, I can't worry. Well, I'm worried about my job, and I'm worried about the mob, and somebody done changed my bottle, so I'm worried about my God. Oh, I can't worry. All these deals, oh, I ain't gonna worry. worried about my cash. All I need to get my stash. Ain't not worried about my woman, cause she's worried about my cash. Oh, Lord. I ain't gonna worry. Doggone it.